We've already spent quite a bit of time today talking about interleukins, but now we have a chapter on the T-cell subsets and interleukins. In recent years, the T-helper cells have been divided into three functional subsets. The T-helpers. Remember, that's the CD4 cells that come out of the thymus. These have been divided into three subsets. One of them is called a T-helper 0 cell. It has never been exposed to anything. It's a virgin T-cell, but it is already developed into a CD4 cell. Now, when it gets exposed to certain types of organisms, it will go ahead and develop into either a T-helper 1, which is responsible for delayed type hypersensitivity, or it will develop into a T-helper 2, which is involved in antibody production and differentiation. Now, I want you to note that the T-helper 1 and the T-helper 2s have cross-regulatory activities. They have cross-regulatory activities. Interleukin 4 and interleukin 10 secreted by T helper 2s inhibit T helper 1s. Gamma interferon from the T helper 1 inhibits T helper 2 activity. Here is a picture of this pre-T cell that's coming out of the thymus. It's already a CD4. Here it's called a TO, T helper 0, and it produces lots of stuff. Some of the most important stuff that it produces is it develops into a T helper 1, and it produces gamma interferon and interleukin 2, and this is responsible for delayed type hypersensitivity, especially to tuberculosis. This T helper 2 produces IL-4, IL-5, 6, and 10, and it is responsible for class switching. And the one that we told you to remember was IL-4 causes class switching to IgE production. There is a summary underneath there of this. What does T helper 1 do? It proliferates T helper 1 and cytotoxic. This guy right here helps T CD8 cells. It secretes IL-2 and gamma interferon. It downregulates T helper 2s. What does T helper 2 do? It develops antibody secretion. It tells B cells to make antibody. It causes class switching. It causes eosinophils to proliferate, mast cells to proliferate. It secretes IL-4, 5, 6, and 10. And IL-4, particularly 10, downregulates T helper 1. This is a great slide. This slide right here, this particular page, probably summarizes the last two pages. It's got the same information as the last two pages has. You've got this macrophage. It engulfs material, and it passes that material to this T helper 0. What if this material was a tuberculosis organism or something that we need to delay type hypersensitivity to? Then we're going to develop T helper 1. What if this was to some toxin or something? Then we're going to develop T helper 2. And the T helper 2 is going to stimulate these B cells to make antibody. Here is a good discussion of the interleukins. Let me tell you, on this page and the next page is everything that you need to know about interleukins and more. They will never expect you to know this much. So if you know these two pages, you're not going to miss anything. Okay, IL-1 is produced by macrophages. It stimulates, it causes fever, okay? IL-2 is produced by T helper 1, natural killer, and cytotoxic cells. It stimulates itself and it stimulates B cells. Now remember, this morning we had already told you that IL-3 does what in the bone marrow? It stimulates myeloid cell development. Interleukin 4 is secreted by T helper 2s. It stimulates B cells to do what? Make IgE. Stimulates B cells to make IgE. But we're almost through with this. I know this is a never-ending list, but this is the maximum that you need to know. Now watch this. If you just want to add a little bit more information, looky here. IL-5, you already know that it's made by T helper 2s. It causes B cells to make antibody. But tell me, what is the name of the interleukin that causes class switching to IgA? Number 5. So what is the interleukin that causes class switching to E4? What is the interleukin that causes class switching to A5? Okay. Interleukin 6 stimulates acute phase proteins. Interleukin 7 in the bone marrow stimulates B cells and T cells to develop. Interleukin 8, produced by macrophages, is chemotactic. Interleukin 10, produced by T helper 1 cells, produced by T helper 2s, it downregulates T helper 1s. Okay? We really haven't talked about IL-12, but IL-12, just watch this. IL-12 is really stimulatory to lots of cells. NKs, T helper 1s, cytotoxics, etc. Okay? I don't know whether I would know tumor necrosis factor alpha and beta. That's fine to do that. I'm not saying don't learn it. Gamma interferon's real important. Gamma interferon stimulates macrophages. It stimulates NK cells. It inhibits T helper 2s, and it's produced by T helper 1s. So kind of look at them one at a time, say, okay, now what does this guy do? Well, 4, 5, 6, and 10 are produced by T helper 2s. And he said that T helper 2s stimulate antibody. Okay? Well, is there any specific antibody that one does? Yeah, it happens to class switch to IgA. So kind of make it as simple as you can. Don't try to learn this in one sitting. Spend 5 minutes on it, and the next day come back and say, you know what, I'm going to look at those interleukins one more time. Spend 5 minutes. 2 or 3 days later, say, you know, I'm going to come back and look at the interleukins again. The most important thing on this page is number D, or letter D, without doubt. That would be the most likely thing that USMLE would ask you from this page. But we're going to talk about this page. What kinds of things cause B cells and T cells to become super activated and divide very rapidly? What kinds of things? What causes B cells and T cells to become super activated? There are some chemicals. These are called lecithin mitogens. Phytohemagglutinin, concavalin, and pokeweed mitogen stimulate B cells. USMLE used to ask that. It would be very doubtful that they ask you something like that. You already know that Epstein-Barr virus hooks onto the what? The complement receptor on B cells and stimulate B cells. Endotoxin. Endotoxin from gram-negative rods stimulate B cells and T cells. But the one that you should make sure you know is you should make sure you know what a super antigen is. A super antigen is one that hooks up to the beta chain of the T-cell receptor, and it overstimulates this T-cell. An example of a superantigen is toxic shock syndrome toxin from staph or strep. This toxin hooks on to the beta chain of that T-cell receptor. It overstimulates it. And do you know what? Interleukin 2 is great, except when you get too much of it. Gamma interferon is great, except when you get too much of it. You know, they treat tumors with gamma interferon, don't they? They treat tumors with lots of different things that we produce naturally. They overgive the material, they give too much. Well, that causes bad fever, that causes headaches and stuff. So this is a very, very dangerous disease, superantigen stimulation by a toxic shock syndrome toxin.